In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Today is the birthday of American astronomer and astrophysicist Carl Sagan, born in the Bensonhurst neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York in 1934. His best-known scientific contribution is research on extraterrestrial life, including experimental demonstration of the production of amino acids from base chemicals by radiation. Sagan assembled the first physical messages sent into space, the Pioneer plaque and the Voyager Golden Record, universal messages that could potentially be understood by any extraterrestrial intelligence that might find them someday. Initially an associate professor at Harvard, Sagan later moved to Cornell, where he would spend the majority of his career as the David Duncan Professor of Astronomy and Space Sciences. Sagan published more than 600 scientific papers and articles and was author, co-author, or editor of more than 20 books. He wrote many popular science books as well, including The Dragons of Eden, Cosmos, Broca's Brain, Pale Blue Dot, and he narrated and co-wrote the award-winning 1980 television series Cosmos, A Personal Voyage. The most widely watched series in the history of American public television, Cosmos has been seen by at least 500 million people in 60 countries. His papers, containing 595,000 items, are archived at the Library of Congress. He spent most of his career as a professor of astronomy at Cornell, where he directed the Laboratory for Planetary Studies. Sagan and his works received numerous awards and honors, including the NASA Distinguished Public Service Medal, the National Academy of Sciences Public Welfare Medal, the Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction for The Dragons of Eden, and regarding Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, 2 Emmy Awards, the Peabody, and the Hugo Award. According to biographer Kay Davidson, Sagan's inner war was a result of his close relationship with both of his parents, who were in many ways absolute opposites. Sagan traced his later analytical urges to his mother, a woman who had been extremely poor as a child in New York during World War I and the 1920s. As a young woman, she had held her own intellectual ambitions, but they were frustrated by social restrictions, her poverty, her status as a woman and a wife, and her Jewish ethnicity. Davidson also notes that she therefore worshipped her only son, Carl, who would fulfill her unfulfilled dreams. However, Sagan himself claimed that his sense of wonder came from his father, who in his free time gave apples to the poor or helped soothe labor management tensions within New York's garment industry. Although he was awed by Carl's intellectual ability, he took his son's inquisitiveness in stride and saw it as part of his growing up. In his later years as a writer and scientist, Sagan would often draw on his childhood memories to illustrate scientific points, as he did in his book Shadows of Forgotten Ancestors. Sagan describes his parents' influence on his later thinking. My parents were not scientists. They knew almost nothing about science. But in introducing me simultaneously to skepticism and to wonder, they taught me the two uneasily cohabiting modes of thought that are central to the scientific method. Carl Sagan married 3 times and had 5 children. After suffering from a rare form of blood cancer, he died of pneumonia at age 62 on December 20th, 1996. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 9th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.